extraordinarily Rosh Yeshiva. Okay, but even if you're not so special, you could also be a Poisik. You don't, it just means, the Havamina was that he was great and he didn't know anything. Moran says no. They both knew equal. Rashi learns the Shan. Rashi puts the word Bishovin, that they're both equal. Rapapa Bishovin. Two Muflavay Mufloyim. They both knew Dalachis. Hilgach Itzkrav Lemisni. I need the Chiddush here that if he does the same chet that the Bezna Godo Paskin, so since their korban is the par and his korban is the par, he's freed with their par. That's the Chiddush over here. Penach Nami. It's only the Chiddush that they both know how to Paskin. Now, Sovra Abayi, maybe Abayi is thought to say, Chota Bifnei Atzmoi V'yotza Bifnei Atzmoi Hechidomi. Where it's called, what's called the case that the Kohen Gadol has his own chet, and the Tzibur has their own chet, that, and they both have to bring special kabonis. That's the Yasve B'Shnei Mekoymus. The main thing is they're sitting different places. The Kohen Gadol is in Yerushalayim, even though they're both in Yerushalayim, but the Kohen Gadol went home, he wasn't by the Beis HaMikdash, he went home, and he passed in his place. And the Bezma Gadol passed in Lishkas HaGozis. For Komorah betray Yisurei. And secondly also, that they paskin in two different shilas. Like the Bez Nagol, the paskin that Chela was Mutter, and the Kohen Gadol, the paskin that Dam was Mutter. So since it's two different Yisurim, that's called two separate cases, that the Kohen Gadol needs his own special korban. Omalei Rav said back to him, no. Otto Shnei Mekoymas Gormim. Does it make a difference where they are? It doesn't make a difference whether in the same place or the different places. That's not the difference. Ella depends upon the psak they made. Ella could be Afilu Yasvi Bechad Mokum. Both the Kohen Gadol was in the Lishcha, was in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Sanhedrin was right near the Beis HaMikdash. But the difference is, the Kivon, the Komori betray Surei, since they're passing two different shilas. The Bezna, Godless passing that Chelim is Mutter, and the Kohen Godless passing that Dam is Mutter, Chotev Efneyatzmehu, that's called, it's a separate chet, and now that the Kohen Godol eats the Dam because of his Psak, he's Chayiv, his own special power. And if the Tzibor eats Chelim because of the Psak of the Bezna Godol, they're Chayiv, their special power. The Mishnah only means that he's Yotze with one power if it's on the same Aveira. So now let's see, what's called the same Aveira? Pshita, that's Pshita, Hu Bechelev, Vehein Ve'avodes Kekovim. Let's say the Kohen Gadol paskin for himself that his lot eat is Chelev Al Hadakin, that the Chelev on top of the intestines is Muta. And the Bezna Gadol paskin, that you're allowed to bow down to the Avodah Zorah without a pishut, you're dying for aglayim. Stam bowing down, like we say Moedim, you're allowed to do Vehein Ve'avodes Kekovim. So that's Pshita, Chotev Ifnei Atzmoi. This Pshita is called two different halachis, that both of them have their own separate chiyuv. Why? To a chalukiv betamayu, there are two different reasons. One was matra avoid zoro, and one was matra chalev. And secondly, the chalukiv bekabonis. There are different kabonis you bring. Du bepar, vu bepar besoyer. One is only a par, like when the tzibah made the chet on chalev, there's only a par. But to make a chet avoid zoro, there's also a soyer involved. By the chet avoid zoro, you have to bring a par and a soyer. So since there are two different kabonis involved, that's pshita, it's called two separate psokim, and pshita in such a case, the Kohen Gadol has to bring his own special power. This is pshita. But what's going to be, if so, to a komaisi, that's what the Sibah brings. No, what was it? Hey, look at the man. Do a power, you have a power of a soy, right? Do a komaisi, you have a komaisi.
Soy he does not bring.
Right, yeah. Parvehein, but parvesoyer. Dokomaisi, hani soyer. Vahu loimaisi, right. The tziba brings the soyer, and the Kohen Gadol does not to bring the soyer. The koshchen, and for sure, the opposite way. Hu be'avodes kechovin. Let's say he, the Kohen Gadol, he paskin wrong on the chet of avodah zara. Vehein bechelev, and the Bezna Gadol paskin the chelev. Here, the chelukim bechovin the same legamri. They're completely different. To hu zero. Because when the Kohen Gadol paskin wrong on the chet of avodah zarah, here he has to bring a sira. The chlal, he doesn't bring a par anymore, just a sira. The yinu and the tzibah now, since they listen to the Bezna Gadol on the chet of chelev, par, they have to bring a par. So that's pshita. These two cases are called two different psukim. They're two different types of kabonis. So pshita, the Kohen Gadol has to bring his own special korban. Whether he did the chet of avodah zarah, he has to bring his zero, or he did the chet of chelev, he has to bring his par. Ella, have a doubt like this. Ella, what's going to be who bechelev hamachases hakerev? The Kohen Gadol paskin is allowed to eat the chelev that covers up the kerev, the part of the insides. Vehain bechelev shaladakin, and the Bez Nagolu made a mistake that he had to eat the chelev on top of the intestines. What's going to be the luck like this? Mao, mi arminu do I say? Ah, fagav the korban shova. Even though they're both the same type of a korban, they're both a par. Whether it's the Kohen Gadol himself or the tzibur, they both have to bring a par. But maybe kivon the mitrei kroy kosi. There are two different psukim hayadashin this. Like really, there's a shal in the Gemara and Chulin dashes this. How we know there's different types of chelev? Rashi says one is v'yes ha'chelev the vav yisrael lohavi chelev shagav yadakin, and the other one is different sukkim. Kitsa two different sukkim. How we know yichayev on the chelev al adakin and the chelev al akerev? So melo kiva the mitrei kroy kosi who paligin betamayu, that the different reasoning. So therefore, it's called different sokim. So therefore, the Kohen Gadol would have to bring his own special power. Or do we maybe know? Shem chelev echru. Still, it's called one chet. It's called the chet of chelev. So it's called the same type of a psak. So therefore, his wrong psak is included, like in the psak of Bez Nagodom, and their korban is mechaper on him also. Like that power that Tzibur is bringing is being mechaper for chet of chelev. And the Kohen Gadol also did the chet of chelev. So maybe he's included in that kapara. That's a suffix. Now, im tim tzolayma, if you want to tell me, im tim tzolayma, yes, shem chelev echidu, it's true what you're saying, that since the korban of the tzibur is for the avera of chelev, so the chet of the korban of the Kohen Gadol is included in that korban, what's going to be like this? Hu bechelev, the Kohen Gadol paskin wrong that it's lari chelev, vehein bedam, and the Bez Nagodol paskin lari dam, special type of dam ilarit, not stam any dam, but special dam. Rashi says, "Kugoin bedam ha muvla bevorim, dam that's still a muvla, still sapped into the evorim, into the piece of meat. That's what that you're allowed to." Or else Rashi says, "Oy ben kizayis apochus mikizayis." Maybe they made a mistake. They thought that even pochus mikizayis is the pochus mikizayis is mutter. They thought it's totally in kizayis and not kizayis. That some of the Tzukim do not agree on this. They don't agree to a Kizayis, a Pochus Mikizayis. So the kids are they passing wrong in a partial aloch of dam. So what's the aloch here? Mi armin do I say, betamayu ha paligin. They're different reasoning altogether. One's a chet of chelev, and one's a chet of dam. So the Kohen Gadol would not have his kaporo with the power of the tzibur. Or Duma maybe no. Kivun the shovin the korbin, since the maisa both kabonis are the same thing, it's a par, both the korbin as linum. Maybe as long as the tzibur is bringing the same type of a korbin a par as the Kohen Gadol would have had to bring, so maybe that par frees him also. Teiko, that's a good sophic. It's a sophic when the tzibur brings a korbin, if it frees the Kohen Gadol, is it enough? That's the same type of a korban, or maybe no, it has to be different korbanos. Tzatzateku. How far of a difference does it have to be between the Kohen Gadol's psak and the tzibur's psak?
How can you...
Right. Then the Mishnah says, Shein bezdin chayovim ad sheyoru levato miksas ulekaya miksas. Minon, how do we know this? So the ad sheyoru levato miksas lekaya miksas, how do we know this? Could the Amrina be the perk, like we spoke out already in the first perk? Venelam dova, the Pesuk says, dova v'loy kol aguf. Only if they made a mistake in part of the halacha, but not completely. And we have three drushes, I remember the mem, from the end mem of Venelam, goes on dova, as if to say Venelam, mi dova. He forgot part of the halacha, not completely. Then the Mishnah says, v'chein ha-mashiach, the same halacha is applied to the Kohen Gadol. Minolam, how do we know this? The Pesuk says, we had just had before, li'ash ma'asom. Harei Mashiach Kitzibur, that a Kohen Gadol, even though he's a Yochid, has the same halacha like a Tzibur. He's only chayiv with a psak halacha, and also only on a miksas dover. V'loi b'avodas kechovim. The same thing by the chet of avodah zarah, they're only chayiv if they paskin on a partial part of the halacha. Minolon, The Torah Rabbonim, Lefishi Yotza Avodas Kechovim, Lo Doin Biyatzmo, Avodah Zorah has its own special korban. You have to bring a siro. Or else, even by tzibu, there's a par and a soyer. The chet of Avodah Zorah has its own special alochis. If so, Yochel, I would have thought to say, Yechayovim al Akiras Mitzvah Kula, even though it says Benelam Dovor, that's only by other Chatoyim. But by the Chet of Avoy de Zorah, maybe the Bezna God made a mistake on the whole Isra of Avoy de Zorah. They were also Chayiv Korbin. I'll tell you now, there's a Gzer Shava. Nema Kan Me'enai, in Me'enu Eda, it says by the Chet of Avoy de Zorah. Benema Lahalan, by the Parsha, Par Helam Dovor, also Me'enai. It says the word Me'enai.
What she says,
So Ma'ala Halon Bebezdin, just like by Par Helam Dover is talking about where the Bezdin Agodo made the mistake and the Tzibo listened, is Afkan Nami Bebezdin. Here also the Chet of Avoid Zora has to be through a Psak of Bezdin. Well, Ma'ala Halon Dover of Loy Kol Aguf, it says Nelam Dover has to only be part of the Locha, not a complete Halocha. Afkan by the Chet of Avoid Zora, Nami Dover of Loy Kol Aguf, that the Bezdin Agodo made a mistake on a part of the halacha. They said you're allowed to bow down to the Avodah Zarah, but not completely, not on the whole chit.
Yeah.
That's how we learn out here and there. Now the Gemara says, Masdir. Yeah. Mishnah says, Ein chayovim el al helem dovor im shigras maisa. Of course, like a continuation before, that Rashi says it means, Ein bezdin chayovim korbin el al helem dovor im shigras maisa. And v'chein ha-mashiach, Mishnah is extra. It's just repeating itself, all that we had before.
So Rashi says in Yechidish,
So the Mishnah is extra. Really. Gemara says again, Minolan, how do we know this from Minolan? The Tana Rabbonin, Yishku, it says, Yocho Yechayova Mashigras Maisa, maybe what the Tzibur would be Chayiv if Rov the Tzibur does the Chet, Tamad Loima, Yishku Venelam Dover, and Chayova Malelam Dover Imshigras Maisa. That no, again, in the parasha of Par Helam Dover, it's not enough for Rov of the Tzibur to do the Chet, but it has to be a Chet through a Psak Bezdin. Therefore, there was a Nelam Dover, the Bezdin Paskin something wrong, and then the Tzibur follows the Bezdin, that's the special Chi of a Par Helam Dover. V'chein HaMashiach, the same thing with Kohen Gadol again, he's only Chayiv if he first has a Psak and then he listens to it. So Minolon, again the Chsiv it says before, Li Ashma Asom Harei Mashiach Kitzibur. I'm not sure why it has over here. We just had it three times. We just had it before in the Almid, the Gemara just before, and now again a third time. But the same Malach here, that a Kohen Gadol also is only Chayiv, he's only Chayiv with a Psak from the Pasuk Li Ashma Asom. Spicy at the Chazan. Right, the Vloy Bavoros Kechovim, El Al Elam Zavr Shigas Maisa. Minolan, how do we know this? How do you know Avodah Zarah is also this way? The Tana Rabbanan, Lefi Sheyot Savodah Zekhovim. Mamza, we just had before. The Tana Rabbanan, Lefi Sheyot Savodah Zekhovim, Lodim Biyatzmoy, by the Chet of Avodah Zarah, there's a special korban that you bring Biyachidus, the Sira, and the Tzibra, it's a Par and a Sawyer. So since it's a special korbanus, by the Chet of Avodah Zarah, maybe Yochel Yechayovim al Shigas HaMaisa, maybe when the Tzibur does the Chet for Rabbim, even without a Psak of Bezdin, maybe also they have to bring the special par and the Sawyer. So I'll tell you now, Nemo Kan Mein, it says here by the Chet of Avodah Zarah, the word Meinai, for Nemo Lahalam by the Pasha of Helam Dover, by the Psak of Bezdin, Meinai. So Ma'alal, just like over there by Par Helam Dover, it's talking about the Psak of the Bezdin Agodol. Ein chayovim el al helam dover, im shigas maisa, it has to be a psak of Bezdin first. And then Rogo of the Tzibur listens to Bezdin, is avkam here also by the special kabonis of the chet of Avodah Zarah, the par and the soyer, is ein chayovim el al helam dover, there was first a psak Bezdin, that you'll have to be mishtachav el Avodah Zarah, im shigas maisa, and then Rogo the Tzibur bow down to the Avodah Zarah, then the Tzibur has to bring the special par with its soyer. V'yilu Moshiach be'avodas kechovim loy ketoni. Now, our Mishnah does not include that the Mashiach and Kohen Gadol has the same halacha by Avodah Zarah. That by Avodah Zarah also he's only chayiv his korban if he passed in wrong first. Our Mishnah does not say that. Maybe that's the chiddush of our Mishnah. So Mishnah telling us, teaching us this chiddush that by the chet of the Kohen Gadol, even though by Ozer Chatoyim he needs haror, needs a psak first liashmas hom, but not by the chet of Avodah Zarah. By Avodah Zarah, if he made a mistake and bowed down without haror, he'd also be chayiv a korban. How do I know this? For Marcel Maslis and Mani Rebbe, if so, I'll tell you, our Mishnah goes according to Rebbe. The Tani will learn like this: Moshiach v'Avodas Kichovim. What's the halacha when a Kohen Gadol makes a mistake in the chet of Avodah Zarah? When is he chayiv? So Rebbe says yes, for Shikagas Maisa, if he just made a mistake even without a psak halacha, by mistake he bowed down to Avodah Zarah, he thought he's allowed to liyat pishut to die for aglayim, even without a psak, Sam he made a shoykeg, and he bowed down. In such a case, a Kohen Gadol is chayiv a korban asira. He's a yochid, but he's chayiv a korban for the chet of Avodah Zarah. The chum say no. The chum murmurim no. Again, the helam dover. A Kohen Gadol is only chayiv lashmas om if he has a psak first. He has to first sit down and paskin that he's allowed to be able to avoid the zorah this way, and then listens to the psak. That's when he's chayiv. So our Mishnah goes according to Rebbe that a Kohen Gadol by avoid the zorah does not need the psak first. But for Shovin, they both agree, Rebbe Nechomim shebesira, that a Kohen Gadol's chet is a sira. And also the Shovin Shemevi Yashem Toli, that a Kohen Gadol does not have to bring an Yashem Toli, even though he does a chet, we have a doubt whether he did the chet or not, he does not need an Yashem Toli. And we'll soon see why. Tomorrow says, Bechlau, no, who said that's John Amishnah? For Tizbaro, Bizdoinoi Chorus, Bishigosai Chatis, Mikatoni, does our Mishnah say here by Kohen Gadol that if he does the chet b'mezid, that he's chai b'chorus, or else you need an Aveiro that b'mezid is chorus and b'shoigit the chattis? Does the Mishnah say by Kohen Gadol? No. Elo, toni ho, and hu adin ho. It only says it by the par helam dover, and the same halacha is applied to Kohen Gadol. So maybe you also, toni ho, hu adin ho. It only says it by Avodah Zarah by par helam dover, but it means the same thing by Kohen Gadol also. From our Mishnah wouldn't be any proof. Our Mishnah go according to Chachamim. And the Mishnah only means to say, by Parhelam Dover of Avodah Zarah, it's only by Mixas Dover. And the same thing applies to a Kohen Gadol also. Now, what's the Machlokes though? My time of the Rebbe, what does Rebbe say? Avodah Zarah is different. On my cross, the Pasuk says, V'chifar ha-Kohen ala nefesh ha-shogeges, v'chato v'shkoga. That's the Pasuk. Pasuk in Bamidbar. So we dashen ha-nefesh Zeh Moshiach, goes on the Kohen Gadol. Hashogeges, Zeh Nosi, goes on the Melech. V'chato v'shkogo, what does that mean to say? Rebbe Sova, chet Zeh v'shkogo, yehey, that this chet was done b'shogeg. He was talking about the chet of Avodah Zarah, so saying clearly that even a Moshiach, even a Kohen Gadol is chayiv by the chet of Avodah Zarah, b'shkogo it says, that's all, v'chato v'shkogo. Mashmah of the chet was done with a regular shoygeg, without a helam davar, also the Kohen Gadol is chayiv. For Abor and Savri, no, the pasuk means to say, Mi shechatose v'shkogo, yotso Mashiach, shein chatose v'shkogo. The pasuk here is only talking about that melech, that he's chayiv with a regular shoygeg, but not a Kohen Gadol. But yotso Mashiach, a Kohen Gadol is different, shein chatose v'shkogo. He's not chayiv just by making a mistake. Elav Elam Dover, only if there was a psak also. Say Nechama, the Pasuk is not talking about a Kohen Gadol. A Kohen Gadol would be potter from the Korban, even by the Chet of Avodah Zarah. A Shoyke Gulon is potter. He's only Chayib with the Helam Dover if he first had a psak. The Shov and they both agree, Shebesira, Waiki Yochid. We know, how do we know this? The Yomakro, Im Nefesh Achas. If one soul does a Chet, it says by the Chet of Avodah Zarah, he has to bring a Sira. So it says, Nefesh Achas means Echod Yochid, V'Yechod Nosiv, V'Yechod Mashiach, Kula Mechlal Nefesh Achasein. They're all Mechlal Nefesh Achas, they're one soul, whether you're a Melech, whether you're a Kohen Gadol, if you do the Chet by Avodah Zarah. So true, a Melech, a Kohen Gadol has to have a Pesach first. But after he has a Pesach and does the Chet, it's the same carbon like a regular Yochid, a Zero. That's the posture of Nefesh Achas, there's one carbon for Yochid by the Chet of Avodah Zarah.